the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Commissioner Nikki Fried and the Florida Department of Agriculture is strongly encouraging Floridians to consider adding a fuel plan to annual hurricane preparations. That's because surges in consumer demand due to hurricanes can cause disruptions in Florida's fuel distribution system. The FDA recommends keeping all vehicles at least half filled during hurricane season, keeping at least one vehicle filled at the earliest prediction of a storm, pre-purchasing fuels for generators at the start of hurricane season, and using a gas stabilizer to keep it fresh and ready to use. New federal grants will help teachers across the country integrate food and agriculture sciences into their classes. Funds will also encourage students to explore career paths in food and agriculture and help them find mentors. The USDA has invested $6.2 million in these professional development agriculture grants for teachers in kindergarten through grade 14. A week after Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced pandemic relief for loggers and timber haulers, he now says there is more to come for agriculture in the weeks ahead. According to Agriculture.com, an additional $2.4 billion is on the USDA's list for action this summer, including $700 million for biofuel producers and $980 million in dairy supports. Vilsack says the goal of this is to get as much of this done in 2021 as possible. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.